Hey guys, it's Jen. Welcome to a special episode of Fat Mascara because I feel like you need it right now. We all need it. We need a pick-me-up, and I have an awesome surprise. Guess who's back? It's Jess. Say hi, Jess.
Hi, everyone. This is not how I wanted to see you on the podcast the first time. I thought I'd see you IRL.
I know, same. And I just have missed you so much and wanted to record, and times are weird right now, so I thought it'd be fun to do a special episode. So you guys know, Jess is holed up in her apartment in Manhattan, and I'm like in a closet covered in comforters in Brooklyn, and we're trying to record this. So if it sounds a little weird, know that it's because of that we're not in the studio together. But we're going to do an episode, aren't we, Jess?
Yes, and the technical difficulty situation, we're trying to overcome it. We've done a really great job. We're working with our producers.
Jess, look, I put on lipstick for you.
You look very beautiful, and I'm really pissed off about it because we needed to talk about this before. You can't just show up on my MacBook looking like, you know, TCM, like Turner Classic Movies, gorgeous with this like beautiful lipstick and your dark hair.
It's only the head up. Like if you look at the rest of me, I'm in like a sweatshirt and pajamas sitting on my bed. Okay. I just put the red lipstick on.
I did put tinted moisturizer on, but I do actually, when I saw that you were wearing lipstick, when we were like, you know, testing things out, I did grab, hold on.
What do you have?
One of the things I'm doing with my time is going through like all my like beauty products, and listeners of the pod will know that I do hoard like, you know, extras underneath my bed.
Just in case there's a virus outbreak across the entire world.
Exactly. I have three Charlotte perfect. Tilbury Penelope Pinks. I have this new Bobbi Brown lipstick in Babe. Have you ever heard of this color?
No, but okay. She's putting it on for me.
Oh, yeah, because
we're on a Google Hangout,
yeah,
by the way,
exactly.
So I can see her.
Yeah. If you couldn't tell, we're doing a Google Hangout.
The color is gorgeous.
Yeah,
you
Bobbi Brown and Babe.
So what are we going to talk about in this special episode?
Okay, so we're going to talk about the arrival of Baby Lake, which is why I've been gone. Then we're going to talk about this quarantine. What are you guys doing? What's Jen doing? What am I doing? And then, of course, we're going to raise a wand. Listen, we're going to try to keep it light. It's a tough time right now, but we want to interrupt all the gloom and doom with a little bit of fun. Oh, and P.S. Babe is like a rosy neutral. Bobbi Brown.
Sorry I didn't ask about the shoes. Yeah. It looks lovely on you. Jess, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm so ready to do this. We're here. Me and Janetta, ready to rock.
Okay, Jess, so I know the story of Baby Lake, but I'm sure all of our listeners have missed you so much this last month and a half. How did it all go down? You had a freaking baby.
First of all, can I just say I'm so glad I put on lipstick. I now feel equally matched to you. I now feel like we're on equal footing. I couldn't talk to you before. I couldn't talk to you.
Okay. Excellent.
I feel I'm 5 and change weeks out. I feel better. I feel a lot better. I definitely was rugged for like the first 3 to 4 weeks after pregnancy. It was rough. I'm starting to feel like myself.
I know it was. And also, can I just say, as it was all going down that week of Valentine's Day, I was like recording with people without Jess because she was on maternity leave. And I started getting text messages of it's excruciating. It's excruciating.
Oh, my God. So my last day of work was like February 7th, and I wasn't due till the 14th. And people had asked me, you know, New York is so crazy. Everyone like works until like they're dead. And they were like, oh, I thought you'd work up until your maternity leave. Like, why are you taking that week off? I think in my heart, I knew that I needed that time. And I'm so glad that Monday, that first work day where everyone was at work and I was on maternity leave, I started having the most excruciating pain. When I say excruciating, I'd never felt this level of pain before in my life. And thank God, I feel so blessed that I'd never felt that until that day. It started around 5 on Monday night. It ended Wednesday morning. When people say like, I was in labor for 36 hours. Like I never knew what that meant. I never knew. And now I know, and I would not wish it on my worst enemy. It was terrible.
Oh,
but I got, you know, a baby came out at the
end.
I know
she did. And so how big was she when she was born?
7 pounds, 15 ounces.
Okay, so we discussed the, whatever you called it, not the birth plan, the birth wish list or whatever.
Yeah.
Did it go as planned? Was Jeff up near your head?
Yes.
Was the room fragranced? Set a scene, Jess.
Well, so how much time do you have? But I'll tell you this. Jeff was up by my head, but I was like, get the doctor. Get the doctor. I was like, she's coming out of my butt. This was like at 2 a.m. on Wednesday. When she came by... And she looked in me and she goes, oh, I love it. I can see like a curly cue of hair or something. She goes, there's so much hair. And she was like looking inside me. She goes, Jeff, do you want to take a look? And I was like, don't you dare. Like, I did not want him looking to see this like curl of hair like inside my like cervix. So yeah, Lake has a lot of hair if you couldn't figure that out. But yeah, he was up by me.
We knew she was going to have a lot of hair because we were burping on the podcast like the whole month leading up, right?
Yes, yes. And then when I was like pushing the doctor, who was pretty humorless, the only time she showed any like sense of fun, she would say like, bring me that hairy baby. And I was like, stop calling her hairy.
She's a lovely lake. She's a tranquil lake.
Yeah, she's very tranquil. Thank God.
Can I ask you about her name? Because it's such a beautiful name. And I know people are curious. How did you come up with, say her name for us, her full name?
Her name is Lake Motre Janeski.
What's the story there?
Okay, so I first thought of the name Lake. She is not named after her, but I interviewed Lake Bell for Bazaar last winter, like a year or so ago. And I was like, oh God, I love that name, Lake Bell, Lake Bell. And then it was so funny. Stephen Wright, if you're listening, he was the one who like helped me with the interview. It took forever. It was such a crazy thing to coordinate. So I was constantly being like, Lake Bell, Lake Bell's calling. Lake. My whole life was Lake Bell. And I loved that name so much. And then she was awesome. And I just thought that is the most beautiful, serene name. And I think like for very like personal reasons, like I just loved that kind of serene vibe. And it's also very much connected to nature. I want my daughter to have a sense of calm and steadiness in her life, you know, like an inner calm, an inner steadiness. And I also love that it feels both like vintage and like a little hippie, but it's also quite glamorous too. It's like both things in equal ways. It's really
very
cool.
Glamorous.
But it's also
with,
very
with Jeff's
too.
Last name, Lake Janeski, sounds like a place in Scotland that you and he would go
exactly,
visit.
Exactly. Yeah, Lake Janeski. And then Motre is, my name is Matlin, but before my great-grandparents came from Russia, it was Motre. And I understand that it was like originally French. I heard that from someone. But my cousin, who knows the most about it, she said that it was on a ship manifest from Belarus.
Oh.
And she actually changed her name legally to Motre. And she is one of my absolute favorite people in the world. So it's a little bit of a nod to her. It's a little bit of a nod to my family. And it's also beautiful. So
I love that. Okay. So I have to ask, did you fragrance the room? Like, you were joking, but I don't think you were joking.
Oh, I wasn't playing.
About having perfume.
I wasn't playing at all. As we talk about on the podcast a lot, scent is so close to memory, like in your brain. So if you smell, like, you know, you smell, you know, Shalimar, you think of your grandmother right away. Like, it's like she's there.
Yeah.
So I wanted something where I would connect that scent to the day of Lake being born and the whole time. So, of course, I chose probably like a limited time only scent that I can never get again. Great. Smart, Jess.
It's limited edition.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unique, just like Lake.
Just like Lake. So this Jo Malone Lavender and Musk Pillow Mist.
Oh.
To be fair, like they just sent it to me. I think that was not the correct use of to be fair. One of the side effects of pregnancy is like I have no, like, I'm not really great with words lately. And I heard that never goes away. So there goes.
No,
there
not
goes
a problem. It's not like you're a writer.
No.
Yeah, it's not like you're a writer or a podcaster. It's all fun.
My future is like TBC. So Jo Malone, Lavender and Musk Pillow Mist. They sent this to me like a month before I gave birth. And I thought it was great. And again, lavender, calming. Like, do you notice a theme here? And
I do.
Beautiful.
P.S. She's showing it to me, guys, because we're on like a video thing as well. And she's like doing a full on QVC with the lavender pillow mist.
It's great. It's really, It's not gift shop lavender. You know that kind of like fusty, fuddy-duddy gift shop lavender?
Yeah.
This is a really elegant, sophisticated lavender. And I sprayed it. Don't worry, anyone who's very like, you know, clean beauty conscious. I wasn't like spraying it in the baby's face. I just sprayed it a little bit around the room. And now I wasn't like spraying it on her hat and like putting it on her. Swaddling
well,
her.
Her butt
it.
Smells. Let me just put some like chemicals up in there.
I just sprayed it lightly in the room and it just felt nice. And now whenever I smell it, I think of that day, which I always thought it was so cliche. Like it was the best day of my life, but it really was. Absolutely. I think that and my wedding and like one other day was like the best day of my life. It was awesome.
And the day you met me.
And the day, oh my God, the day I saw you in the JFK lounge in your little harem pants and we were going to Ghana. And
oh my God, stop bringing up the harem pants. Yes. Every time she tells a story of us meeting, it's about my harem pants. Oh, well, I'm so excited. Like, I've seen Lake a couple times.
I know. You've seen her, like, the most.
I know. I love her already. And I'm glad that you're back. I'm so glad that you're back.
Wait, really quick, before we change gears, tell everyone the present that you got her. It was the best present.
Oh, practical. As is my way, I have, what is it called? The Kikaroo? Kookaroo?
Oh, Poop-a-roo? And the bank. You got her mad presents.
Oh, okay. So for the shower, I got her the like poop tray, basically, that Jess has said is the best thing she's gotten.
The best
it's like
thing
a
I've
plastic.
Gotten.
What is it?
It's like a vinyl changing pad. My friend Susan told me to put it on the registry. Jen's friends with her too. Susan, you're genius. We put this on the registry and, you know, no disrespect to any other gifts I've gotten, but this is the one that saves our life 8 to 10 times a day.
Yes. Although I will say that as she was using it for the first time, she texted me, I really could have used a backsplash as well for the wall because apparently there was a lot of baby duty. Mm-hmm. And then when I first met her, I do this for all of the new babies in my life. I brought her a little piggy bank to learn about saving because I remember my piggy bank was like my favorite thing growing up because I'd like if anybody gave me money, like, you know, if your parent's friend comes over and is like, here's a dollar, like, okay, I'll put 50 cents in the piggy bank for saving, you know, instead of getting candy. So hopefully Lake will be, I bless her with a life of tranquility, calmness, savings, everything that everybody is worried about right now.
I love it. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Auntie Jen. Jen.
Hi.
How you been keeping busy during the great quarantine of 2020?
You know, I control the universe. So 6 weeks ago, I left my full-time job at Mary Claire to do freelance beauty writing, work on the podcast, etc.
Yes.
So I've been working from home. So now everybody just has to join me.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, you know, of course your life has changed. Like, even though you were freelance, first of all, I love your home office setup and the Fat Mascara HQ.
Love it.
It looks very professional. But I'm thinking, like, surely your life has changed.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not like you're just continuing to work from home.
As has everyone's. And, like, you're on maternity leave. So for you, this might feel like, okay, it's a maybe we're not going out as much. But just to bring you up to speed, hey, everybody, there's this thing called coronavirus going around. Obviously, everybody, every country is dealing with it. But here in New York City, I forget how many cases we're up to now. So my friend is actually, he's in the hospital with it. So it got bad enough that he had to go to the hospital to get oxygen therapy and obviously get tested. But we had been at his house 2 weeks ago for dinner. Well, it's actually, it'll be 2 weeks now. So that's really good news because I'm still healthy. But basically, if you've been in contact with someone who tested positive, they want you to self-quarantine. On top of that, obviously, all of the restaurants, I mean, every city is different, changes day by day, but all of the restaurants here in New York City are closed. We're asked to practice social distancing. I hear California, they want everybody to stay inside. So I've been staying inside, doing work, doing remote interviews, learning every freaking new app under the sun. Zoom, Google Hangouts, Marco Polo. Like everybody just wants to connect. And I feel like all day long, I'm on like 5 different devices trying to like talk to different people. How's it been for you?
Well, I just want to interject. Our producer just let us know that right now it is like almost noon on Friday. New York has about 7,000 cases. It's serious. My days are not very different than what they were before. But I will say that Staying in touch with people via all of those apps is really nice. I have not done Zoom yet. I have done Marco Polo as of last night. A lot of fun. I'm very into it. I did not realize how much of a social creature I am. I am very much like, I like to stay inside. I am somebody that does not, like, we've talked about this a lot on the show, Jen. Like, you and I, like, we are introverts at heart. So, like, we need to restore after being out with people for a long time. But this may be a bit much.
Yeah.
This might be a bit much. And also, it's just, you know, I go through waves. Like, at night, I get more afraid. In the morning, I feel inconvenienced. At night, I get more scared. And during the day, I'm keeping busy with taking care of Lake. You know, she does require quite a bit of care.
So I've heard. Yeah. Newborns.
Doing stuff for the podcast.
Yeah.
Taking care of personal projects. So I'm not twiddling my thumbs thinking the sky is falling. But at night is when I get kind of down. And that's when I need to reach out with people. I am starting to limit my news consumption. What about you?
I've noticed that that helps too. Like, if I get in a hole of starting to read the stories, it reminds me of when I was in New York during 9/11, and I found I would feel so much worse if I actually read all of the news stories and sat in front of the TV. So I'm trying not to do that. I will say the beauty industry, off to a sluggish start as coronavirus started, is starting to like chug into action in like some cool ways. So you're not like working right now, but I've been getting, first of all the publicists are freaking pitching me hand sanitizers, hand soaps. I'm over that. Today, somebody sent me an email on how to make a DIY hand mask with oatmeal and like something else. I'm like, girl, I'm not about to go stick my hands in oatmeal right now. Like, that's not going to make me feel better.
No, I think everyone is just kind of like grasping right now for like how to behave. I mean, have you seen some of the stuff like celebrities are doing? Like, just some of the, maybe it's like between the songs and like just like their Instagram content. It's like everyone's trying to figure out the right way to respond, like being positive or being inspirational. And everything is just coming out weird because no one knows how to act. So I think in the beauty industry, it's like, okay, DIY sanitizer.
Yes, DIY hand sanitizer. First of all, do your research, people. You need a hell of a lot of alcohol in there to kill the bacteria.
What kind of beauty things are you doing for yourself during this bizarre time?
Well, I'm just happy to know, and we're actually gathering some of this info and have been sharing it on the Instagram. I don't know if everybody's seen it. Just some of the really cool things that some of our small business friends in the beauty community have been doing, giving free memberships for free training for hairstylists. We're working on putting together something to like some reporting on how this is affecting the salon workers. I think about the same as restaurants and tourism, the beauty industry, the manicurists, pedicurists, hairstylists. These are people who are going to be affected as well, by the way. So we'll just keep watching our Instagram and everything for that. Me personally, beauty wise, I mean, I put on red lipstick for you. I don't know. I'm just business as usual.
I was behind the eight ball this morning with some technical stuff. I did have a look planned for you. Also, I've been trying out some looks that, you know, when like you're like, I want to try out like some look that you saw in like a movie or some other girl, and you swear you're going to do it, but then you're not going to do it like before going out in case you look whack. Now is the time.
100%. Oh my God, I just said 100%. Hundo P. I hate when people say that. But like liquid eyeliner, I still like to practice, and I'm never going to practice right before I'm going out. And I have social distancing. I'm not going out. Now's the time for me to finally master liquid eyeliner. Am I right?
Yes. Let Eric see what you're really made of. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I'm made of crooked eyeliner. Like, I'll just like come out for dinner one night just like with one whole eye look, like a smoky eye with like an extended line on one side and then the other side like completely blank. This is what you're getting, husband.
Here's one thing I am not about to attempt at home. So I know you're all into the laser hair removal, and I know you're going to say, this is why I did laser hair removal. Listen, laser hair removal never worked on my hair type, okay? I need a bikini wax desperately. And only one time in my life did I attempt to do an at-home bikini wax, and I'm not about to do it again. But I don't want to shave because you know that once you shave, it's never right again.
Oh, because if you're a waxer, you got to stay with the waxing because the hair growth cycle.
Soft.
I hear what you're saying.
If you shave, then it comes in all like bristly.
just to be fair, that's because you're cutting off the hair. So the pointed tip of the hair. Yeah. So when you shave, that's why it feels bristly. But with waxing, you're pulling it out from the root. So when the hair comes back in, it has that nice soft pointed tip.
Exactly.
So you have a lot of nice soft pointed tips, like a lot of them right now.
Yes. And I don't like that feeling. I know that might not be like on trend right now, but, you know, it feels weird. But you know what? Maybe this is my time to embrace it.
So are you going to try an at-home wax?
No, I did that in like 1999, and like I'll never forget.
Oh my God,
it.
That's a discussion for another day.
I was like spread in front of like the mirror. It was not cute. But lots of DIY beauty moments, lots of time to spa, lots of calming candles happening. We're going through about one candle a day. So there may be a Bath and Body Works order happening soon from the Matt Lingineski household. And how are you staying calm? You just keeping a positive attitude?
Same thing. And I'll just end on this, which is I knew, like, my parents have been really good and calm because, of course, everybody's parents are checking in. And but my mom was, we were FaceTiming and she was like, you know, okay, everybody stay calm, whatever. And then my father turns to her and says, oh, by the way, you know, your salon visit is going to be canceled because the salons are closed. You should have seen her face. Like, all of a sudden, shit got real.
Oh, my God.
Like, coronavirus wasn't affecting her until she knew she was going to have roots in her hair. And then it was like, what am I going to do? So this is my advice to her and also to you guys. I'm sure your hairstylists and colorists are out there. DM them, text them, call them. Some of them might want you to stay far, far away from the box dye until you see them again. But I know a couple of colorists who will like give you what to order from Amazon or will tell you what box dye to buy so that you don't mess up their work. So that's just a little bit of advice for you.
That's a great tip. Reach out for help. Don't go it alone.
Reach out for help. And we're here for you. So we love you guys. We're here. We're going to try and keep the podcast going. We have a bunch of interviews banked. We might do some more special little episodes here and there to keep you entertained. But everybody stay healthy. And we're wishing you all the best.
It's time.
It's time to raise a wand. Can I just share with everybody the shenanigans of we're on like a Google Hangout with our producer with this mic app to record and we're trying to like time it perfectly. And the whole thing is just giving me the giggles. I'm sorry. Jess, what do you want to raise a wand to?
Probably the most unglamorous product I've ever raised a wand to. Dermaplast anti-itch and pain relief spray. I've been spraying this on my...
What?
Listen, they gave it to me at the hospital.
Okay.
I had no idea what I was in for after I pushed that little baby out. Okay. You have no idea what is going on underneath
down there.
Like my, like in my bits. Okay. It is cooling. It's, I think it's like the technical term is like benzocaine.
It's a topical anesthetic?
Yes, it's a topical anesthetic. So yeah, the benzocaine, it helps cool the area, numb the area. You know, the nurse gave it to me. She said, you'll need this. My friend also gave me one. Do you remember my friend Petey gave me this like postpartum pack with like hemorrhoid cream and like all kinds of like nasty shit? And I was like, thanks.
Oh, yeah. I shared it on the Fat Mascara Instagram, yes, during, yes, the shower.
Well, Dermaplast was in there too. So now I have two cans. Thank God. I use it all the time. And even if you haven't just had a baby, I think it's great if you ever have like any itchiness or soreness down there.
Oh, I feel like this summer, you know how the mosquitoes love me when I get all bitten up when I go hiking again. I'm going to come for your hoo-ha numbing spray and I'm going to use it on my bug bites.
It's amazing. You could cover, if you think it's too ugly to look at, you could cover like glitter paper. I want to make this a thing.
Oh, okay. We could start selling covers for them. So you like have to hide that you have undercarriage spray at the bedside.
Exactly. It's great. I love this sort of thing. So what are you raising a wand to?
I'm raising a wand to a candle because like you, they've been keeping me calm and just sort of bringing the outdoors in because I am lucky enough to have like a little balcony. So I've been like getting some fresh air. But even when you're in your apartment without like, you know, I went go for walks and stuff, but like you just, I don't know, without people around and without going on the subway and seeing everybody, I just want to bring the outdoors in. So I have Maison Louis Marie candle. this brand is sold at Sephora for sure. And the one I've been burning is Valet de Farnay. Oh, good Lord. Of course it's French. I just like your first podcast back and I picked a French thing. Number 9. It is citrusy and woody and it has like a really subtle patchouli at the base of it. So it just feels like the fresh outdoors. Like, I'm sorry, I can't do like a champagne kisses kind of like gourmand candle right now. It's not the vibe, you know?
I got you. Listen, when you're in your balcony, do you see other people on their balconies?
No, we're not in Italy, but my neighbors that I could see, I'm looking right now, they're still like too far away to talk to, unfortunately. But I'm talking to you and I'm talking to the Fat Mascara listeners. Yeah.
I miss you guys. I miss you. I didn't want it to be like this. And I really hope all of our listeners are feeling some positivity today and, you know, we'll get through this.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Hang in there.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social at Fat Mascara, shoot us a DM, and we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
5.
5, please.